This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Belarusian authorities have released hundreds of people detained amid demonstrations contesting the result of the presidential election in an attempt to quell public anger against a brutal crackdown on peaceful protest. The releases came hours after Belarus's top law enforcement official apologized on state television for the indiscriminate use of force by police. The apologies and the release of detainees follow 5 days of massive protests in which crowds of demonstrators swarmed the streets to contest the vote results and demand an end to the 26-year rule of President Alexander Lukashenko. Nearly 7,000 people have been detained and hundreds injured in the clampdown on demonstrators. The U.S.'s top infectious disease expert is urging school districts developing their plans for reopening for the new academic year to offer as many outdoor activities as possible, from classes to recess and lunchtime. Dr. Anthony Fauci heads the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. He said in his Facebook live chat with Democratic Governor Gina Raimondo that windows should remain open and students should wear their masks while riding on school buses. Raimondo on Wednesday delayed the start of school in Rhode Island from August 31st to September 4th as virus cases continue to rise in that state and elsewhere. Globally, there are approximately 753,000 deaths from COVID-19, with more than 167,000 of them in the United States. More than 104,000 of them are in Brazil. The number of global infections is quickly moving toward 21 million, with just three countries, the U.S., Brazil, and India, making up at least half the global figure. Find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro is advising residents to exercise caution amid the pandemic, but warned of the economic fallout of the coronavirus. Confronting its most lethal outbreak since the Spanish flu a century ago, Brazil reported its first cases of the novel coronavirus at the end of February. The virus took 3 months to kill 50,000 people and just 50 days to kill the next 50,000. Bolsonaro, who has called COVID-19 a little flu, says he recovered from his own infection thanks to hydrochloroquine, an antimalarial drug that remains unproven against the coronavirus. New Zealand officials continue to scramble to trace the source of an outbreak of the coronavirus after months of not having any. New Zealand Director General of Health, Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, announced 48 active cases, most of which are linked to the new outbreak in the community. Meanwhile, residents have been taking advantage of pop-up drive-through testing centers, which formed long lines in some of the busiest and populated areas. The findings of a public inquiry into how passengers infected with the novel coronavirus were allowed to disembark a cruise ship in Sydney in March, triggering a major outbreak, are said to be handed down Friday. The government of New South Wales State commissioned the probe into the events leading up to when 2,700 passengers from the Carnival Corps-owned Ruby Princess disembarked on March 17th without proper screening for the virus. Passengers from the ship spread the virus across the country and internationally, resulting in more than 600 cases and 20 deaths in what was at the time Australia's largest outbreak of the disease. The inquiry's findings could put pressure on senior officials in the state and federal governments to take responsibility for the failures. The U.S. Justice Department said that it has seized millions of dollars from cryptocurrency accounts that militant groups, including Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State, relied on to finance their organization's violent plots. Law enforcement officials said the group used the accounts to solicit donations, including by trying to raise money from the sale of fraudulent personal protective equipment for the coronavirus pandemic. Officials described it as the largest ever seizure of virtual currency funds related to terrorism. U.S. President Donald Trump frankly acknowledged Thursday that he's starving the U.S. Postal Service of money in order to make it harder to process an unexpected surge of mail-in ballots, which he thinks could cost the election. In an interview on Fox Business Network, Mr. Trump explicitly noted two funding provisions that Democrats are seeking in a relief package that has stalled on Capitol Hill. Without the additional money, he said, the Postal Service won't have the resources to handle a flood of ballots from voters who are seeking to avoid polling places during the coronavirus pandemic. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.